This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Ford Motor Company said today it figures it's going to lose about $3 billion this year on its electric vehicle business. The company started selling its first electric car in this country in 2020. It says it expects its EV business to start turning a profit by 2026. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on the internal combustion to electric transition.
Launching one new car, even just a new gas-powered one, is always expensive for automakers.
Because they get knocked off their efficiencies of producing.
Tyson Jomini at J.D. Power says the auto industry is all about efficiency. Churning out a whole lot of the same car, or similar ones, is key to how companies make money.
Like Henry Ford said, you can get any Model T you want so long as it's black. You know, that was done for efficiency reasons, right?
So launching a whole new division to make a whole new kind of car, kind of a bumpy ride.
You have to think about Ford Model E, that EV business, effectively as a startup within Ford.
T.R. Reid, a spokesperson for Ford, says making gas-powered cars and making EVs,
it's significantly different.
For all traditional car makers, getting into the electric vehicle market requires massive investment, says Michelle Krebs at Cox Automotive.
It's all new. They're teaching workers how to build these. They're building new plants. That's a huge part of the expense. Every automaker is building new assembly plants, new battery production plants, and those aren't cheap.
The time that it's taking to make this transition and get customers on board is also costing automakers money, says Jessica Trancic at MIT.
Really understanding what consumers are looking for and building up momentum on the demand side.
Right now, just 6% of cars being sold are electric, so there's a long way to go. Trancic says this is all just part of the process of making something new. It's not unique to electric cars.
In general, when we look at really the development of any technology, what you see is that it typically requires an upfront investment in research and development.
That, she says, tends to pay off many times over down the line. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.